Tuesday is the first day of in-person early voting in Indiana for this fall's election, and on the ballot, Hoosiers are asked to approve a change to the state constitution. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on what that proposed amendment would do.
The Indiana Constitution establishes a line of succession if both the governor and lieutenant governor's offices are vacant. Currently, it goes Speaker of the House, Senate President Pro Tem, State Treasurer, State Auditor, Secretary of State, and State Superintendent of Public Instruction. But that last office no longer exists as an elected position. Lawmakers made it an appointed one, changing it to the Secretary of Education in 2021. So the proposed constitutional amendment simply eliminates Superintendent of Public Instruction from the line of succession. Amending the state constitution requires the House and Senate to approve the amendment twice before voters give it final approval. No lawmaker voted against the amendment when it passed the second time in 2023. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.